Daniel, great having you on the show.
Oh, thank you very much. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Doing well at the moment. Now, let's talk a little bit about what Germans are hoping for, you know, as Biden, you know, is president, resumes or takes up those duties, and then also has to deal with countries internationally. I mean, intelligence would be one of it, but that's a foregone conclusion, unlike the other one. What else are they looking for?
Well, they just hope that everything is going to get better as far as relations between the US and Germany is concerned, because Germany long called itself the closest partner of the US. And then Donald Trump came and everything changed. I mean, imagine that he never even came to Berlin once during his time in office. And I think probably every other president in modern times came at least once. And Obama also made his last trip as president to Berlin. So that shows you the kind of priority that Germany once had to U.S. administrations. So with Joe Biden, people and especially the German government are hoping that there will be more cooperation, a renewed cooperation, particularly in areas such as security, that's NATO, for example, climate change, and of course also trade.
So how has that relationship broken down? Just give us a little bit of an overview to understand the relationship between Angela Merkel and Donald Trump and the different and the two administrations.
Yeah, you really wonder if there was any relationship at all. You know, we remember that when Angela Merkel went to Washington and there were images on TV and photographs where they were sitting, Donald Trump and Angela Merkel sitting next to each other, and they were both looking like a kind of teacher-student situation where you have really uncomfortable things to talk about. True. So they didn't really look happy or enthralled at all, and that was all different. I mean, Barack Obama called Angela Merkel her friend and showered her with all sorts of compliments. So it was a totally different situation when they met. And well, basically, they only agreed to disagree, Donald Trump and Angela Merkel. I mean, climate change is one issue. I mean, Germany was hugely disappointed when the US pulled out of the Paris Climate Agreement. And I think probably they took a glass of champagne when Joe Biden signed a decree to rejoin the Paris Agreement. The other thing is security. I mean, Germany is a member of NATO, the US is a member of NATO, but Germany basically for many years expected the US to run the show militarily. And now everybody is admitting that Germany has to spend more on its military to make a larger contribution to NATO as well. And the other thing being trade and other issues. I mean, Donald Trump was more focused on countries such as Russia, China, Saudi Arabia and others. And he was really shunning the traditional allies in Europe.
Yeah, I mean, Russia did help him win the election along with that other company. But yeah, let's move on. So you're talking about what the hopes are. Do you think they're realistic? I mean, the Paris Climate Agreement, yes. I mean, obviously he signed that. And he was deputy president under Obama. So that relationship already exists. So pretty realistic, I would imagine, that things would improve quite significantly in terms of relationship.
Yes, there will be improvements. Joe Biden visited Germany a couple of times. He was a regular speaker at the Munich Security Conference, which is a very important, I think, even global event where leaders come together to discuss security issues. So he's somebody who's known in Germany, has met Chancellor Merkel as well. But the thing is, also, politicians here in Berlin admit that pretty openly. He has to dedicate his time and energy on the United States and on the grave domestic problems that they are facing there.
Yeah.
I mean, the corona pandemic, which is surging, then this huge divisions within American society that we've seen in recent months and weeks. So Merkel herself has said that relations will never be what they used to be in the past because Joe Biden is going to be a domestic president.
Yeah, but
of course, he's going to.
So is everybody else, though, Daniel. Angela Merkel has to be more domestic as well. I mean, you guys have had really bad COVID numbers. Boris Johnson has to be more domestic as well, because it's not just COVID-19, it's not the illnesses, it's not just about the vaccines, it's also how the economies are being battered. as a result of it. So everybody's going to be very inward looking.
Yeah, but I think that's a problem because on the other hand, you have global problems such as climate change, which you can only solve if everybody is talking to everybody else and countries sort of come together. So I think that's the huge challenge at the moment. You also see that as far as, you know, combating the effects of corona in Europe are concerned, at the moment, there is this trend also to discuss closing borders again, to reintroduce border checks. While in Europe, of course, we have a principle of open borders and it's meant to be a sacred principle. I mean, everybody's always publicly pledging. We don't want to go back to closing borders and reintroducing border controls. But at the moment, that's on the agenda again. And it remains to be seen what leaders are going to decide at the end.
So tell us about the new kid on the CDU block.
Yes, Armin Laschet, long called a heir apparent of Chancellor Angela Merkel. He was elected the leader of the Christian Democrats of the ruling party in Germany last Saturday. And that means that he has a good chance also to clinch the nomination as the front runner in the next elections, which would give him a good chance to become also the next chancellor if the CDU wins the elections. It was quite a contest. There were three candidates who were fighting for that position. In the end, he became the front runner. And now it remains to be seen if he's also going to take the next step and become the party front runner in the next elections.
So what do we know about him, though? I mean, if we did a juxtaposition of him, Angela Merkel, what they stand for. So let's say he runs and let's say he wins and let's say he becomes the next chancellor. How different would the approaches be?
Well, publicly, he's on record as saying that he doesn't see the need to make dramatic changes to German policies. But the thing is, the environment is going to change because when Angela Merkel was in office, the economy was doing very well, unemployment was low, and also the country was collecting a lot of taxes, and that's going to change due to corona, or it has started to change already. Yeah. So probably he's going to work with much tighter budgets, for example. So I don't think he can just keep government policies as they are at the moment.
Absolutely. I remember a time going to Germany, and I think it was Munich Airport, and the Bavarian area, and they were talking to me about how low the unemployment rate is. And the fact that they're constantly looking for people from overseas to come in and work in Germany. Is that still the case?
When it comes to certain jobs, I mean, if you are highly educated, especially in a technical field and related areas, if you come here to do scientific research at a university, I think there are chances. But it's very, very difficult for people whose level of education is fairly low. That's difficult. And I think due to the corona pandemic, it's also going to become even more difficult than it already is.
Interesting indeed. Daniel Peltz, always great chatting to you. And thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. Stay healthy. Looking forward to talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. Daniel Peltz there, our correspondent at DW. That's Deutsche Welle in Bonn.